Blog Talk Radio.
What a hell of a feeling, I'm living large. I'm a hell of a nigga, I'm still in charge. Take a kitchen from here up behind the bar.
No matter what,
and no crime.
You ain't gotta tell me it hurts.
I know it hurts.
To lose somebody you really love and they not dead.
Dug it up and roll,
but you dead to me.
Yeah.
Love you with all my heart, I swear to God I do. Don't forgive you, but I never forget what you did.
I'm not a human being, and I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. Now I got it all. Chopping game with the president, we on a call.
Yeah, freely loose.
Now we flying over Bogota. I swear that I'm flying, it ain't no denying. I'm drowning, yeah, we going up. Got another female, see she wanna write nothing. Told her I ain't coming, you gon' have to fight with me. I'm in the studio, I'm on the ground writing nothing. Like right now.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
But who do you believe? All praise be to God right now, I achieve. I've been to hell and back, now I'm seeing different things. And what we sipping on, we never said it, give you wings. I don't get tired, I'm a billionaire, what you believe? I'm a breadwinner, I'm telling Malcolm X, rest in peace. Out of bread, Japanese red stitch, them cheating. I ain't scared of death, say you wanna, yeah, we can squeeze you.
When I'm alone in my trap, I was sad at the wall. Listening to Biggie Smalls, I can't wait till I fall. It's just me and my dog, had a couple of flaws. I was bad at saving money, till the dick by the fraud.
I fell off. I got it. In Brooktown, in the bed, water looking at the roof. I'm not opinionated, but I used to keep a tool. Never had too many problems till I had too many partners. Richard ever call a nigga back, he know I got him. I put that on my body.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me.
Thumbing through the bands, counting up. I no longer poke from Carolina, had to switch the route. Turn the beat up, I ain't all beat in the drought. I don't fuck with nothing but some devil. Dope gang veteran, cocaine seller. You got Roy Moore better, 2 grand, quiet nine. Make the dog food better. The one, take a one, do a meal, no pressure.
And I came up from nothing, just imagine that. Now I ain't got my own, just imagine that. Try to take it from me, I ain't got it back. I lost day one, just imagine that. Feeling like it's all on me. Soon as they fall, they gon' call on me. I remember when they used to talk about me. These days, now I got it all, just imagine that.
A whole life, made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling, the night had been the ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him. Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed. Bearing a chest, a face with tears, had a man's back, he was facing years. In her name, though the place was his, they trying to take everything except the kids. For years, she been through scuffle and fights, while he trying to hustle that white up all night. Wondering if he's alive, seeing him try, she bubbled inside and screamed. Yeah.
judge yelled for order. Court reporter making her words shorter. His lawyer sat next to him. She could see how the trial was affecting him. It hurt for her eyes to connect with him. Using her lies for protecting him. They arrested him for murder and gun possession. As they read back her confession, she screamed. The court awaited as the foreman got the verdict from the bailiff. Emotional outbursts, tears, and smear makeup. It stated he was guilty on all charges. She shaking, looking like she took it the hardest. A spin artist, she brought her face up laughing. That's when the prosecutor realized what happened. All that speaking of mind, testifying and crying. When this bitch did the crime, the queen pen.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods, man. Hello, world.
Peace to the gods.
How are we today, man? Peace, come on. Peace, peace, man. How are you today, brother?
I'm doing lovely and beautiful. How you doing, brother?
Man, wonderful, magnificent, and I'm great, man. You know. I love being able to wake up to be able to do something different, you know, or the same thing if I wanted to, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, with me, it's always about being able to do something different, so I'm happy, man, I'm joyful, I'm everything that comes with happy. I had some bread. I had more Mr. Bread out this morning, and I feel alive. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it is. Well, I do. I get the understanding of it. A lot of other people may not get it, but you know, once you start taking certain herbs, you know, you start to understand what it's doing to your body. It makes you feel rejoiced. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like I could just go running, man shot. That's what I feel like right now. You know?
Hey, for real. Them herbs is powerful.
Sure, man. I just don't know, man. Really?
Yeah, I'm on that sarsaparilla right now.
Sarsaparilla
and ginger. Yeah, sarsaparilla and ginger.
Oh, okay. For sure, man. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. That's a powerful herb as well. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I haven't just, just took it. You know, I haven't taken sarsaparilla in a while. You know what I'm saying? But it's probably because I haven't ran across it. I just normally grab the ones that I can run across. And
yeah.
I haven't really found, like, a site that I really can go on and purchase, kind of study who I'm buying it from yet. I guess because it's just right here in my fingertips most of the time. So, but, man, I definitely need to experiment with other herbs, you know what I'm saying? Like, really
yes, good
stuff. Yeah, different does it. But yeah, man, today is Health Tuesday. We came to you to talk today about health, you know, and one of the words that we want to go over today is the word called stress. And I know a lot of people deal with this on a day-to-day basis, you know, like, I don't care if it's at your job, if it's at home, you know what I'm saying? You could be at the grocery store. You could be, you could be in your car. Stress, you know? So
yeah.
This is a mean, this is a help me out, Salon. Like, how would you describe sex? Like, what would you use?
I mean, so for stress, I would definitely say stress is like, it starts mental first, you know what I'm saying? And this mental distress, like, is like a discomfort. So, and it's straining, you know what I'm saying? It's not like a muscle strain first, it's more mental first, and then it forms physical, you know what I'm saying? Which can cause, you know what I'm saying, diseases and stuff like that. It can cause death. And
right.
it's all mental first, you know what I'm saying? So that's how I would look at it as mental distress, you know what I'm saying, or mental discomfort.
Right.
You're not at ease. Your mind is not at ease.
Mm. Right. That's a great way to put it, man. You know, and
yes, sir.
I growing up, man, I kind of dealt with a mother who was trying to be, well, I'm not going to say tried to be, but she was serious, you know what I'm saying? And her number one thing that she used to want me to do was to meditate, right? Sit there, clear your mind, don't think of anything, just allow your body to do nothing.
Right.
With this, it actually calms the mind, like, to not be able to think about anything, to just focus on nothing, you know, not to move, not to, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to do anything, and that was a real calm state to be in. And you know, a lot of times, man, I feel as though that helps a lot of us, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that was one of the things that I used to practice growing up. But as I got kind of older, you know, we started focusing more on the one thing, you know, we got to work to make money. You know, if you're not as smart, then you have to start studying. You have so many different tasks to do, and it threw you off of, you know, just being able to focus on self. And that's where a lot of stress comes in.
Yeah.
Today, you know, we got to get up, man. I hate to deal with this shit. I hate to go this way. You know, you're putting yourself in a state of stress right there, you know. But we could definitely get into some definitions and really get into the wording of stress and get to better understand it from even the word, the terminology,
yes,
and how the word derived. So we could go into the private chat, you know, and
okay,
if for those who want to be a part of the private chat, hit us up in the email fettylovercomments@gmail.com, and we'll definitely hook you up with how to get into the private chat. All right, let's go to the chat, and we got what do we have? First one. We're going to go to the etymology. Let's go to the etymology and see what etymology has to say about the word stress. All right. Stress, a noun. 1300th century. Hardship, adversity, force, pressure, and part a shortening of Middle English distress. Noun, in part from Old French, distress, narrowness, oppression, from vulgar Latin, stratia, from Latin strictus, tight, compressed, drawn together, past participle of stranger. Draw tight, physical strain, strain, which is a verb, meaning physical strain on a material object, is from middle 15th century as an abstract force in mechanics from 1855. The purely physiological sense is a test from 1955. Alright. And so then we also have the verb 13 stressing to subject someone to force or composing, a short form of distress. Verb or else from Old French, vulgar Latin, stratia from Latin, draw tight, which also is the source of stress. The fugitive, meaning put emphasis on, is first recorded 1896, the notion of laying pressure on something by relying on it. All right? And so, this is a force. It's pressure. And we're going to go to hardship. All right? So we want to understand anything that makes you feel as if you are forced, then that is a sign of stress. You know? You definitely don't want... And a lot of times we are forced in certain... We put ourselves in certain situations to where we're forced to be a certain way as well. You know? Hey, girl, you got a echo.
I got it. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. All right. And so with the, you know, you don't really want to be a force, not pressure. You know, when you start feeling a little pressure, you know, it can be someone saying something to you, you might feel that pressure, like you're going to say something that you don't want to say, or, you know, you feel a certain way about certain things that right there can lead to stress, that pressure, you know. All right, let's go to, did you want to add into that, to the etymology, Cologne?
To the etymology part of it, I would like to go into, because it says that stress is a shortened form of distress.
Okay.
Right?
You want to go into distress, all right?
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit. We ain't got to go too much into that. They can go into it a little more, but just to get a better understanding of stress.
Alright.
So, it says, distress, late 13th century, circumstance that causes anxiety or hardship. And, you know how anxiety is. You know how anxiety feels. It first starts in the mind. And it also says, from Old French, distress, modern French, detresse, from vulgar Latin, distrectio, restraint, affliction, narrowness, distress. And I'll stop right there. I just want to put that one in because anxiety could be a form of stress.
Anxiety is definitely a form of stress. And I believe I suffered with what was called anxiety. I was having symptoms of anxiety at one point in life. And man, I just remember where I could be in one spot and it just felt like my head was about to explode from frustration.
Yeah.
You know? And I knew then, man, I am stressed. I was stressed, you know. And, you know, we don't want to be to this level because we've actually talked about the heart and how the heart operates and everything that can lead to heart failure. Stress is one of them. So when you go right back to some of our old clips, we brought this up. And so that's the reason why I love this topic today, because I've witnessed many of people, I'm pretty sure many of you guys have too, have witnessed people just actually dying from heart failure. And we'd be like, oh, wow, they're so young, or this person was very young. Hey, man, stress can take you out of here. You see me? So
yeah,
it's important to know. Man, it don't. Nervousness can be stressful. And you could be in a state to where a person can be so nervous from fear, from, you know what I'm saying, from just a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people can be just fearful of things and it's causing stress to them. You know, and they don't know how to overcome that. A lot of suicide has happened because of stress.
Yes, sir.
A person can be that stressed out to want to take their life, man. This is very, very important. We, in our community, I don't think we as not just melanated people, I don't think many communities are talking about stress, you know? So what creates it? How to prevent it, you know? How to point it out when you notice you're having some symptoms of being stressed. So, but let's go to, we can go to the Wikipedia and see what Wikipedia has to say about stress. Let's back up. Stress. Okay. Well, I think you put up the word psychological stress. Let's go to that one because I believe Wikipedia had the same etymology definition. So,
okay.
Let's go to the I get tongue tied every time I say it. Oh, man. But physiological stress.
Psychological.
Okay, you got psychological as well. Okay, but yeah, that's the site. You can go to that one first. Let's go to that one.
Okay, Carlton, I got you. You want me to go ahead and read it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're talking about psychological stress. In psychology, stress is a feeling of emotional strain and pressure. Stress is a type of psychological pain. So, like I was saying, like at the beginning on where it all starts, is, you know what I'm saying?
is a psychological pain. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily physical first, but it's like, it's mental first. And that's, and it could form into physical, like death, and you know what I'm saying? Sickness, illness, and so forth, discomfort. But let me go on. Small amounts of stress may be beneficial, as it can improve athletic performance, motivation, and reaction to the environment. Excessive amounts of stress, however, can increase the risk of strokes, heart attacks, ulcers, and mental illness such as depression, and also aggravation of a pre-existing condition. And like I was saying earlier, you know what I'm saying, we was talking about the heart, you know what I'm saying, that could go straight to a heart attack. That could attack your heart.
Right.
If you have an excessive amount of stress, and it also says that it can, stress can also be a motivation factor, you know what I'm saying? Like where I can see like stress being a motivation is, you know how people be saying, I can work under pressure?
Right,
stress
right.
is pressure. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, and some people work better under pressure. You know what I'm saying? So it's, but it's not like an excessive amount of pressure. It's just enough pressure to push them, to motivate them.
Wow.
Yes, sir. And that's, let me keep going. Stress can be external.
Hold on, bro. This, not to cut you off, but this psychological pain. Let's go to that one real quick, man. I have to click on that one to kind of get a better understanding.
And okay, psychological pain.
And this one said psychological pain, mental pain, or emotional pain is an unpleasant feeling, a suffering of a psychological, non-physical origin. A pioneer in the field of suicidology by Edward S. Schneiderman described it as how much you hurt as a human being. Okay. It is a mental suffering, a mental torment. All right, and I want to just point that out, because we had just mentioned something about suicide not too long ago, and this is a study to show this Edward S. Schneiderman, you know, that this is definitely a form of when you are going into suicidal thoughts. You know, man, I had a cousin who used to slice her wrist. She was slicing her wrist. You know, she just didn't want to be there anymore. You know,
right.
And I used to wonder about that, right? Like, why would a person want to go through this? This girl had her father. She had a mother. You know, but we on the outside, we look in. We don't really know what's actually going on inside of a home. You see what I'm saying? But inside of the home was mental abuse. You know, how she got talked to, how she was handled as a female. You see what I'm saying? We grow up in a household sometimes with mental abuse, physical abuse. You know, and people don't believe that mental abuse can really cause havoc in a person's life, right? An example, man, I explain to my wife all the time, hey, you know, it's about how you communicate with a person. It's all about how you talk to a person. You don't you talk to people the same way you want to be talked to. You know?
Yeah.
And so we grow up in a household. We can also grow up in a household of people who have real disruptive behavior, you know, and it can cause stress to you if you didn't grow up in a household like that. But we stress about certain things, and I never understood. At first, I didn't understand why my cousin was cutting her wrist, but as you get older, you start to understand what's going on with you, and you can better understand what's going on with the next person. So we first must understand and recognize our stress, what causes us stress, you know, and these are some of the symptoms. But, yes, this does cause suicide, you know, if you have children who are, you know, like I said, who is actually out cutting on their arms or, you know, just to themselves all the time. Man, that's like a ticking time bomb. You know, I've seen kids that have done it. You know, they are so quiet, but eventually, you know, you say the wrong thing to them, they explode. The stress was built up in them. You know, so we have to understand the signs, what's causing stress. And me as a parent, no lie, man, I have to recognize my faults first, you know, before I can correct my children, because I'm like, you know what, I lead by example. So let me better communicate with my children so that they are better able to communicate with.
That's right.
Yeah, duh. Hey, man, we actually over the half of the hour, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a great time for us to actually take at least about a 5-minute break and come back, man. We can, you know what I'm saying, go over the rest of this when it comes to stress.
Okay, we can do that. All right, peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Oh. Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drink, it's on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch is on is a tree. Said I like to 10 rounds like a freak.
I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
I'll keep it simple, baby. I'ma keep it simple with you, baby. You know I don't ever play no games. You know I don't ever complicate it. Got tips on that way, concentrating, concentrating on the way you keep the rhythm. Oh my God, I'm glad you came. You can do it, that's a diva. And the good you have any stuff. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it. We concentrate.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
Smoking weed out the container.
We spend cash for entertainment.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying.
It's me and you and we making arrangements.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Why you make it so complicated?
Why you make it so complicated?
Off the drink, we concentrate.
Off the drink, we concentrate.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
I know, I know.
Smoking weed out the container.
We smoke, we smoke.
We spend cash for entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's more where it came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements.
Me and you, me and you, me and you.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
You got it, yeah. I don't wanna play no games, I don't wanna chase, I don't wanna race, I just wanna be in a race. I just wanna be face to face. Frankie Beverly, you got me in a maze. Got me in a daze. Cake. Eat it up in a plate, but before I eat, I make sure that I stay in grace. Make sure that I stay in grace. Like a sample at a grocery store, I wanna taste. You know I wanna taste. I'm like Drizzy with the kitty straight up to my face. You got it, you got it. Girl, I ain't here to play no game. I just wanna be in a race. Yeah. Frankie Beverly, you got me in a maze. Yeah. I just wanna be face to face. I just wanna be.
Humble music, man. Humble music. smoothie for the soul.
It's good.
Yeah, man. That's what we need, man. Sometimes all of that, you know, hip-hop. And I'm not saying that hip-hop is a, you know, sometimes hip-hop can be a stress relief as well. And just depending on how you relate to it, you know, because being broke, I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, no lie, God, being broke is definitely a stress, right? So, you know, you ain't just easily motivated by going out there working for somebody and getting your bread up there, right? But if you got that mentality, like, you know what? I'm going to utilize my youth. I'm going to utilize my strength. I'm going to go out here and stack my bread up, invest in this, and create my this type of business. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, kind of hip-hop music can be motivation. So,
I agree.
You know, I never say that is the stress. Now, sometimes it can be stressful, you know, because of all you hearing is, bang bang shoot 'em up, bang bang shoot 'em up, and you piss off. That's creating extra stress. You know what I'm saying? Like, so learn when to pick and choose. Like, if I'm pissed off, I don't care who it is I'm pissed off with. Man, I'm about to listen to some reggae. I'm about to listen to some Billy Jean. You know, I know a lot of people don't know about Billy Jean. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I love listening to that saxophone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, or some old school, some Marvin Gaye or something. You know, something that is going to take my mind away. And sometimes I don't listen to anything. Sometimes I just get into a quiet spot and just relax. Get my hemp, man, and smoke out, whatever, you know. You know, but I definitely don't encourage the drinking when especially when you're trying to be stress free, because man, drinking takes you to a whole nother level. It can create more stress, you know. And, you know, I have a lot of friends that do that. And, I stay away from those friends. They still my friends. I still respect them and this and that, because I understand that is a sickness. To me, it is a sickness, you know. I don't drink not... And I'm not calling it a sickness because I don't drink. I'm calling it a sickness because I used to drink and I understood my reaction to the drinking. You see what I'm saying? I understood what it was doing to my body. I understood how it made me feel. Like, and to be honest, it made me feel sick. You know? And so, you know, that can add to stress. It can add to stress, and if you're not careful with that, it can become very addictive. But yeah, man, let's jump back into topic, man, before we run out of time. Where were we at? Let's get back into the.
I think we went into the psychological pain. That was the last thing we went into.
Okay. Did you want to go ahead and finish that one, or were you moving on to a new one?
I feel like we got what psychological pain was for the most part. Yeah. But yeah, that was a good catch, though.
Right, my bad.
All right, so we're going to continue.
Go ahead, So we're
going to continue. So we're going to go down to where it says stress can be external. All right, stress can be external and related to the environment, but may also be caused by internal perceptions that cause an individual to experience anxiety or other negative emotions surrounding a situation, such as pressure
discomfort, which they then deem stressful. So right there, it says that, you know, stress can be external, which is, you know what I'm saying, it's outside. And it could be related to your environment, you know what I'm saying? You could be surrounded by so much stress around you. And, you know what I'm saying, still be peaceful inside your head first. But the outside can also infect the inside. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be an infection. Yeah, you could say, yeah, I could live around killing. I could live around, you know what I'm saying? All kind of violence around you. Like, you're putting yourself in this environment. You know what I'm saying? But sooner or later, some people become, you know what I'm saying, what they say, a product of the environment. And it's not saying that you don't have self-control. It's saying that it's going to sooner or later become an infection. You're only going to have control for so long before you become stressful. And it also talks about, you know what I'm saying, people are having stress because of internal perceptions. And the perception, you know what I'm saying, you could look at things a certain way. Everybody have their own and their own right of perception. So a lot of people perceive things different than what it really is. Your environment could be totally good around you. You could have a good life, but inside, I got, yeah. But yeah, your environment could be like a totally good environment. People around you love you and everything, but inside, you know what I'm saying, you have this perception of your own self. Everybody thinks you're a good person, but your perception of you is totally different, and that can stress you out. You know what I'm saying? So, gotta have a good perception, good environment. And
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that, man, because when it comes to environment, we have to understand that, you know, like Kalon said, man, it could be very stressful, you know, just by things going on in the environment. You know, I used to think living in the hills is boring, right? And
yeah.
I understand as a child growing up that living in the hills was kind of boring. And a lot of times, a lot of us look for excitement, but we don't realize that the discomfort we could cause our children growing up. Man, you know, they got a lot of different competition out here, man. They got a lot of different, you know, and people raise their children differently. Like in poverty neighborhoods, you know, people raise their children up to be very violent. If you ask me, in the poverty area, man, we have to fight almost every day, or we have to look forward to it. Not just saying in that area, but you have it also in the upper class as well, because I remember my kids going to a different school, and it was, you know, predominantly white. And of course, they, you know, he had altercations with other individuals that were there too as well. But
right. We
have to worry about that a lot more in the impoverished community. You know, we literally have to worry about that more, man. And it's a difference. So we definitely want to keep that in mind. But go ahead, Karen. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I agree. All right, so we're going to go down to where it says, you know what I'm saying, the causes. And it says, neutrality of stressors. Stress is a non-specific response. It is neutral. And what varies is the degree of response. It is all about the context of the individual and how they perceive the situation. So like they say right there, it's all about how to perceive it, your perception again. And it says, Hans Selye or Selye defined stress as the non-specific, that is common, result of any demand upon the body, be the effect mental or somatic. This includes the medical definition of stress as a physical demand and the colloquial definition of stress as a psychological demand. A stressor is inherently neutral, meaning that the same stressor can cause either distress or ear stress. It is an individual differences and responses that induce either distress or e-stress. Perception, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why you gotta meditate. That's why you gotta get. That's why you gotta get inside your mind. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure your mind right first. Then you gotta switch up the environment too. You gotta switch up the environment as well. You know what I'm saying? Peace in the mind, peace around you, and you're gonna go through heaven. That's a simple I put it for me, and that's what helped me. All right, so you see the other tab, right? When you go down, and you see where it says physical effects. So we gonna click that one. We gonna go down to physical effects real quick. And it says, the body responds to stress in many ways. Readjusting chemical levels is just one of them. This section includes some examples of adjustments and changes. To measure the body's response to stress, psychologists tend to use Hans Selye's general adaptation syndrome. This biological model, often referred to as the classic stress response, revolves around the concept of homeostasis. General adaptive syndrome, according to this system, occurs in three stages. And the three stages is the alarm reaction. Second is the stage of resistance. And the third stage is the stage of exhaustion. So let's you know, go too deep into all of them because it's pretty long, but let's just see what all of those stages are in a summary. So the first stage, the alarm reaction, this stage occurs when the stressor is first presented. The body begins to gather resources to deal with the stressor. The hypothalamic pituitary, axis and sympathetic nervous system are activated, resulting in the release of hormones from the adrenal gland, such as cortisol, adrenaline, epinephrine, and norepinephrine into the bloodstream to adjust bodily process. These hormonal adjustments increase energy levels, increase muscle tension, reduce sensitivity to pain, slow down the digestive system, and cause a rise in blood pressure. So, the alarm reaction, it triggers these hormones. It triggers, that's the first stage. It triggers hormones, you know what I'm saying? And it slows down the digestive system, and it raises your adrenaline or your blood pressure. All right, the second one is the stage of resistance. The body continues building up resistance throughout the stage of resistance, either until the body's resources are depleted, leading to the exhaustion phase, or until the stress stimulus is removed. As the body uses up more and more of its resources, it becomes increasingly tired and susceptible to illness. At this stage, psychosomatic disorders first begin to appear. All right, Nick, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the stage. That's the stage of resistance.
You know, I see a lot of that with a lot of people, man. A lot of people love to sleep. You know what I'm saying? They always, you know, complain about how tired they are. You know, it's because a lot of times they stress. I see it more from women.
Yeah, God, we can't hear you like that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's like, sound like a little far. All
right, what about now?
Yeah, I can hear you a little better.
Yeah, man, and I was going to say that, you know, it sounds as if, you know, dealing with that stress on that level, you know, to make you tired all the time. A lot of times we do that, you know, we be stressed out. And a lot of times people don't know that they be stressed, but they be trying to eat themselves into a form of depression and create stress, you know.
Exactly.
I do that a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they just want to go to sleep, so they eat until their body gets tired and caves in, you know. And so,
exactly. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's that stage of resistance. You know what I'm saying? You resisting that you're going through stress, and instead of, you know what I'm saying, trying to get rid of the stress, it's like you're actually like covering up the stress and feeding it at the same time.
Right.
So even though in your eyes, right, you feel like you're kind of, you know what I'm saying, getting rid of it, you're not. You're just covering it up. It still exists. It's still there. You're just covering it up as a form of escapism. And that's like, you know what I'm saying, like smoking. You just can't stress and then smoke or drinking. You can't just stress and then go straight to drinking and be like, all right, the stress is done now because you took something. No, that's covering it up. And now it's still building up, and it's going to cause exhaustion. You know what I'm saying? Because it's still building. Yeah. But the third stage is the stage of exhaustion. The body is completely drained of the hormones and resources it was dependent on to manage the stressor. The person now begins to exhibit behaviors such as anxiety, irritability, avoidance of responsibilities and relationships, self-destructive behavior, and poor judgment. Someone experiencing these symptoms has a much greater chance of lashing out, damaging relationships, or avoiding social interactions at all. So that's the stage of exhaustion. You know what I'm saying? Once you reach this stage, you don't want to talk to anybody. You know what I'm saying? And I know you get irritated faster. You know what I'm saying? You will explode on somebody who maybe just asked you a simple question, and it's like, it's a self-destructive behavior. You know what I'm saying? And then you're doing poor judgment. You can't even think clear on to why did I go off on that person and they just asked me where was the restroom?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
God, do me a favor, man. Hey, would you, to a part you could just read on because I'm driving right now, man, put that in the chat button. Go back.
Yeah, I can't hear you guys. What you say?
I said, when you get a chance, put that piece, because I can't read it while I'm driving. Put that piece that you were just reading back in the chat for me, man, so I can go straight to it. Yeah, man. That was interesting.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, you know, I think you got like a little roommate. You got, I can hear myself in the background.
Okay.
Yes, sir. But, hey, that's that third stage. That's the last stage right there. And that's and that was the stage of exhaustion. You don't want to deal with that, man. You don't want it to come down to a separation of who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not you. That's not good judgment. You know, and you could lash out on people. You could if you have children. Children are sensitive. You know what I'm saying? So if you have children, and you're in the stage of exhaustion, and you lash out on your children, how do you think they're gonna feel? They're gonna feel like, well, mommy or daddy, you know what I'm saying? Their parents, they're gonna feel like they're not wanted. And then you know what it does? It puts stress on them. And now what it does is it creates an infection. It infects them now. And now, guess what? They are stressed. So your stress within you, you done went through the whole three stages. Now you done yelled at them because they so happy to see you and they want to give you hugs, but you don't want to give them hugs and you just pushing them off or saying, I need to go rest because you're exhausted or you're feeling depressed and you don't want to talk to them, right? So they're feeling unwanted. Nah, they stress. This thing is really an infection. So all I can say is like, please don't get to that stage. Like help yourself out. We already have shows on mental illness. This is one about stress. Learn how to stop these things. And it's a few stuff you could do for stress. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like working out on a regular. Working out can help stress.
Right.
Breathing exercises can help stress. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different stress activities you can research and get rid of these things. Your eating habit can help your stress. If you're eating all kind of, man, you are a reflection of what you eat. So if you're eating all of these other stuff, you know what I'm saying, chemicals inside of you, sometimes these things have chemical reactions, you know what I'm saying? And these are artificial chemicals. So if you're eating this one thing and then you know what I'm saying, you combine it another chemical inside your stomach, it's a whole chemical reaction that's causing you to react a certain way you don't even normally react. That's like that fool controlling you. You are what you eat. So don't try the eating habit too. You know what I'm saying? Don't always go for the taste. Go for the effect. What is this doing for me? And you can switch up the taste too for certain things, for certain foods. You know, certain herbs, agave, you know, for sweetener. Stop using sugar. But, yes, sir, God. So, but that was the end of the show. It was a beautiful show today. I really enjoyed this one.
Man, me too, man. You know, and
yeah.
The understanding, the breakdown of stress, man, you can... Let's remember to always, hey, God, call that number out as well, man, so that we can make sure that we have this number for our listeners.
Okay, yeah, the number is, if you want to call in as a guest, the number is 563-999-3670. That was 563-999-3670. For some reason, it changed because it was that previous number that you posted. So
right.
Let's just go ahead and let's see if it switched next time. And if it does switch, I'm going to have to contact, you know what I'm saying, the server and see if they can fix that.
Right, right. Because, man, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I created those slides, man, using that last number. And I said, wow, they switched it up on us. But,
yeah, that's crazy.
You know, let's not forget, man, we got Financial Fridays coming up. We're going to come to you around the same time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and bring you some financial freedom, you know. So definitely check back in with us, man, at this number. And if you want to get into the chat, log in to Blog Talk. And they should be able to get in the chat that way, right?
Yeah, they can go ahead and go on to Blog Talk and then, you know, look up for the Love of Palmers on our page. And whenever we go live, they can just click that.
Yeah. For sure, man. And, man, like I say, man, we'll tune back in with you guys this Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And peace to the gods.
Hey, peace to the God.
I'ma tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, nigga, you winning. For real. Yeah. I got a big amount, I took a different round. I am the pick or the little. I was a juvenile, gave me community, I had to pick up some little. I want to ease it, please do not tease me, I want my ease to journal. This is the season, I got the season, don't make me sprinkle you niggas. I got my reason, you want to please me, send me the pussy, not pictures. Met her this week and fuck her this evening, she tryna freak on the liquor. Yeah, I am a boss on these bitches, yeah, I post a boss on these bitches, yeah, I have no thoughts on these bitches, yeah, rocked up across on these bitches, yeah, deal of the party, y'all is the day, I'm some prince shit, you know what they say. Me and my safe got a friendship, 10 on me, thin weight, flip weight, getting paid, getting late. Bitch made, took off 6 days, 6 tray, 6-4, bounce, bitch, bounce. Hood nigga, favorite spot was the Whopper House, patty melt with the hash brown, trying to board all the pat downs, trying to board all the lane hole, weirdos in the background, blackout when I back out. Blow the horn for a pedestrian, short a ride like an equestrian. I bought the dress that she in, red bottoms in his and hers. Got a rollie in his and hers, got a car in his and hers. Walk in the zoo and say pick a fur, last night was a blur to me. This morning I had two with me, I don't know what to do with me. Going ape like the zoo with me, got a tool with a screw missing. Two girls in the pool kissing, everywhere I go to ride with me. Cutting niggas acting too fishy,
Fuck y'all niggas on, man. Duffel bag forever. Just left V Live. Atlanta could never die long as Tit alive.
Yeah.
Look, I got a big amount. I think I'm the biggest out. Got hits and I ain't even put them out. Lit and you can't even put it out. Got the billboard melodies. Rapping something I do on the side. Crossed over to the other side. And I didn't even have to die. Got the money and I never show it. Let a nigga try and play heroic. Michael Jackson talking to me in my dreams, and he say you bad and you know it. Better Shimon on my check then. I'm a J Prince investment. Niggas love to talk reckless. Then see me like best friends. Got the same color FN. And I never seen the inside of a Marriott or a West End. 5 stars, nothing less than. Fuck niggas on your payroll. And you let them know the safe code. And you knew them for a month though. But you call them niggas big bro. You can move in and hit hills and we still don't live by the same code. I'm respected everywhere I go. Nigga long live bankroll. Skip the rainbow, funny style shit and straight to the